You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, I have two special guests with me in the studio. From Opera Providence, we have Dr. Robert DeRobbio, who is the Executive Board Chairman. Welcome back, Bob. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back with you.
And he has brought another special guest, someone who has been on the air with us before, but we've realized it's almost 3 years ago, Rene Delagaza. Welcome back, Rene.
Pleased to be here. Thank you.
Rene, of course, a famous singer, opera singer, and a great guy and teacher at the University of Rhode Island, I believe. Is that still correct?
Yes, I'm still full-time.
Still full-time professor at URI. And, you know, we talk about Opera Providence. It's one of those great opportunities to talk about an organization that probably doesn't get enough airtime. Not enough people know about Opera Providence. We want to fix that, right, Bob?
Definitely.
How long has the group been around?
This will be the 20th season for Opera Providence and its many transitions from Ocean State Light Opera, Ocean State Lyric Opera, and finally to Opera Providence.
And Opera Providence, I know we had you on, I guess, about a year or so ago, and things have we're ready now to talk about a new season. Some of the things in the past, like you say, some of the name changes people might not have known or lost in translation, but now you're here. You're ready to go, right?
We've survived.
We've
survived the economic downturn in Rhode Island, and I believe that we are stronger than ever with our 2010-2011 season. We've wanted to present to the Rhode Island public a season of classics, a season of comedy, and a season of grand opera performance with our final production, primarily beginning with the Opera Classic Series, which will be held during the months of October, November, and December. Our first concert will be October 22nd in the Opera Classic Series, and it will be held at the Metacomet Country Club in East Providence, Rhode Island. And it will feature the Italian opera love duets and arias from La Traviata, La Bohème, The Marriage of Figaro, Madame Butterfly, and a few Neapolitan songs thrown in there.
Excellent. And Rene is not only as a performer, but you are also the artistic director.
Yes, I'm responsible now for putting together the programs that we're going to be hearing this season. And I will engage the singers and the pianists and put together the actual programming. So it's been a lot of fun so far. It's a lot of work, but enjoyable. It's something I really enjoy.
Well, we certainly look forward to it. And tonight we're going to have the privilege of listening to some great music that Rene has brought with him, starting off with a name that most everybody, even if they're not in the world of opera, almost everybody knows this name, right?
Yes, Luciano Pavarotti. We're going to begin with the very famous aria from La Traviata, Act 2, Scene 1. Begins with a recit, Lungi da lei, and then the aria, De miei bollenti spiriti, and finally, O mio rimorso, O infamia. And it should be a good listen. This is one of my most favorite recordings of his, of La Traviata.
Thank you. si per me lasciò dovizie, amori e le pompose feste, come agli omaggi a me sovere a schiavo ciascuno di sua bellezza. Ed or contenta in questi ameni luoghi tutto scorda per me.
music of Pavarotti. Nice to hear that voice in our station. We don't hear enough of that. I have one story about him.
Well, let's hear it.
When he was appearing at Foxwoods many, many, many years ago, my wife and I thought it would be a great treat to get tickets for her mother and father as an anniversary present. And so she went, called them up, and asked for the ticket prices. And when she found out they were $400 each, she said, "We'll take them to dinner." So they never got to hear him live. But that's my one story. But a great talent, obviously. And Renee, you've performed many times with him over the years?
Not with him, but I've certainly heard him at the Metropolitan Opera several times.
Well, that would be kind of like being with him. You were with him at the Met.
I was one with him, yes.
Yes, yeah, so you were with him at the Met, and that should be on your resume now.
That's right.
Bob, just let's go back and talk about the website where people can get information if they'd like to attend some of the concerts we're going to be talking about.
Right. Our entire season is put on our website, and the people may access that at www.operaprovidence.org. Or they may call the Opera Providence office at 401-331-6060. I'm the person that will answer the phone.
There you go.
So it has a direct contact.
So when we say operator is standing by, you're standing right there.
The operator is standing by.
Okay.
And if they would like a copy of our brochure, just leave a message at the office, and I will mail one out to them.
And this first event, just in a couple weeks, coming up on October 22nd at the Metacomet Country Club. About how many people are you going to be able to accommodate at that facility?
We can accommodate up to 150 people at the facility. It's having a great response. The first mailing of our brochure has gone out to the public, and we're already about 50% capacity for that event. So if people would like to attend it, I suggest that they call in.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
Because not only is the concert price less expensive than a lot of performances at some of the bigger venues in Providence, but you get dinner with it.
We also are having a dinner with that. So, and people that have attended our functions at the Metacomet know that it's a great, great dinner, and it's a great evening of music. So I would encourage people to call in as early as possible.
Sounds like a winning combination. Okay, Renee, what do we have next on our list here that we're going to go to now?
Next, we're going to be listening to two wonderful arias from Puccini's Tosca. The first aria is Visi d'Arte, featuring Maria Callas. And the second aria we will hear is E lucevan le stelle, and that will be sung by Giuseppe Di Stefano.
All right. We'll listen to this this first cut now, and then we'll be back in a moment for more.
Oh!
Now, Renee, the recordings we're listening to are professional recordings that you have from your collection, but this music will be performed on the 22nd by who?
Yes, the Visi d'Arte aria will be sung by Jane Shivick, soprano. Jane is a very fine soprano who has performed with the company in many capacities, and she's also a student of Rhode Island's own Maria Spacania, who's a very fine teacher and good friend. And the second aria, E Luceva le Stelle, will be sung by tenor Ray Bowens, who has performed many times with the company. He was in Tosca when we performed that back a few years ago. And I sang Scarpia, and we're anxious to have Ray back.
Excellent. And this piece, just before we go to the break?
E Luceva le Stelle.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break, and be back with more of Conducting Conversations with Opera Providence.
Maldito The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are having a very pleasant evening listening to music provided to us by Opera Providence. Dr. Robert Darobio is here, and he is the Executive Board Chairman of Opera Providence. He is also the General Vice Chairman of Ticket Sales, I believe, and so we found that out. And Rene Della Gaza, who is the Artistic Director, is with him also. Renee is kind of walking us through the music. We'll be listening to it. Some great concerts coming up. We talked about Friday night, October 22nd at Metacomet Country Club, where their first performance will be as far as this listening audience is concerned. We'll give the audience at home a little secret. You're actually doing a performance as this radio broadcast goes on the air, right?
Correct. We're doing the Newport Festa Italiana.
Right. So right now, you're running back and forth between our studio and there. Actually, we're pre-recorded. Definitely. We'll just give you that little hint that they're not here live. They're actually in Newport tonight. But then coming up after the October 22nd performance is Wednesday, November 17th. Tell us about that.
Well, Wednesday, November 17th will be a great, great performance. One thing that goes best with opera is good food. And so we're presenting this performance at Walter's Restaurant on Atwells Avenue in Providence, and it's called Puccini with Pasta.
All right, in that section of Providence called Federal Heights.
Federal Heights. Right. And Walter Potenza will be working with as many people in the audience that would like to work with him in preparing some pasta and some sauces for the evening.
Really?
Which we can eat as we're listening to the great music of Puccini.
Sounds like a great deal. And what will that music be, Renee?
Oh, that music will include the very famous aria from Norma Castadiva. Also on the program will include some songs that have reference to eating. And one of them is the very famous Abbondanza from the musical The Most Happy Fella of Charles Lesser. And we will have some of the beautiful arias of Puccini on the program as well.
Okay. So this one we're going to listen to right now exactly is...
Yes, this is a Neapolitan song that will be performed that evening, O Sole Mio, the very famous O Sole Mio, and this will be sung by Franco Corelli.
Now, finishing off our 2010 schedule, Bob, there are two more performances in December, correct?
Correct. There were two performances in December. One is on Thursday evening, December 9th, and that will be at the Metacomet Country Club also. A dinner and a concert, and that will be more of a holiday concert with many of the operatic pieces geared towards the holiday. Also on Sunday, December 12th, there will be a concert at St. Anne's Church in Providence, which is at the corner or the intersection of Branch Avenue and Charles Street, and that will also be a holiday concert.
Excellent. So two holiday times coming up, December 9th and December 12th, so check that out. That's available on the website. And when people would like to, if they'd like to buy tickets, they can buy, do they buy a season? Do they buy a series? How does that work?
They can buy them by the series. They can buy individual tickets for the performances, or they can buy for the season. We actually have an annual appeal going on that will incorporate many of the performances as part of that annual appeal package, so that when they make a donation to Opera Providence, they will get tickets for one of the series or one of the performances with that.
All right. And if it's $1 million, they can have all the tickets they want.
They could have my job. They can also be director.
All right. Before we take another break, Renee, tell us what we have coming up next.
Yes, next we're going to hear two arias. The first one is Che gelida manina, and this is from La Boheme. And then the second aria will be Mi chiamano Mimi from La Boheme.
All right. We'll listen to as much of that as possible and then take a short break and be back with more of Opera Providence.
Rimedir di d'amore per sogni e per chi
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, where we're listening to music provided to us by Opera Providence. And Dr. Robert DeRobio is here, and he is the Executive Board Chairman of Opera Providence. And one of the things that, Bob, you were telling me off-air, that you're attempting to bring the music to the people rather than having them people travel necessarily to the music, right, as you have your new concert series for 2011.
Correct. The middle third of our concert series is called the Blythewall Winter Concert Series, and it will be held at the Blythewall Arboretum and Mansions in Bristol.
That's amazing. You had a series called the Blythewall, and it's going to be at Blythewall.
At Blythewall.
It's amazing the way that worked out.
Correct. And it will be the last Friday of each month in January, February, and March. So January 28th, February 25th, and March 25th. That beautiful location, small, intimate crowd, beautiful piano in the facility. We work this with a few desserts and wine and just an enjoyable evening to spend during the winter months.
Now, one of the things that you should consider if you're listening to this and think, I might like to do that, you absolutely should go online or make the phone call and get these reservations as soon as you can, because that's a very small venue. I've appeared there myself. That's a small venue.
Correct. The audience would probably be between 60, 65 people for each performance.
Right. So that could be gone just by one person saying, let's have a party.
Definitely.
Don't be left out. Call that phone number, which we will give you again. And it's very easy phone number to remember, 401-331-6060, and call for tickets or go online at operaprovidence.org. We'll give you that again at the end of the program, just so you know. And Rene De La Gaza is also with us. He's been giving us some background on some of the music that will be performed at some of these events. And what do you have for us next?
Next, we have the beautiful trio from Così Fan Tutte, Suave Sia Il Vento. And this is the kind of tragic comic trio that is sung by the two ladies and Don Alfonso, and their lovers are now at sea, and they're very bereft that their lovers are going to war, and they won't see them for several months.
Bob. As we say, so much music, so little time. Definitely. That we've gone through almost a whole hour here. We have just one more piece to listen to. And we're definitely going to have you back to talk about the remainder of the season. But just give us a quick highlight of where you'll be in 2011 after the Blythewald series.
Well, the next stop on our road concert series will be in Newport. And we're doing two concerts in Newport, one on Friday, April 15th, which is entitled Comedy Tonight, a concert saluting opera and Broadway. And that will be at the Edward King House in Newport. And the last one will be on Saturday, May 14th. It's Vivaldi and Opera, an evening of music with strings and voice. And that also will be at the Edward King House.
And then the big season finale on in June,
the
right?
The first week in June,
and
correct.
That's the music we've been listening to, and we're going to finish listening to, right, Renee?
Yes, we're going to listen to the finale of Act 3, and we may fade out at the end.
All right. It's a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to as much as possible. I want to thank you both for coming back to Conducting Conversations. Bob, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
And Renee, always great to see you. And
likewise.
Keep that beautiful voice in shape. And now we'll listen to the remainder of this and then see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.